from the bottom of Samchum Beis. The lo biyachid bisman shein barag lo macho. And you can't go out with one shoe on and one shoe off, as long as your other foot doesn't have, one of the feet doesn't have a macho on it. Okay. Vayesh barag lo macho nafi. And Rashi said two reasons why you can't go with one shoe. One is that people think that you're carrying the other shoe. And the other reason is that people laugh at you and you'll end up taking off the shoe and carrying it. But if you have a makkah, you're allowed to go out with one shoe. Behind me now you knock it. So which foot do you wear the shoe on? The one with the makkah or the one without the makkah? Amar Rav Huna ba'osu sheyesh ba'makkah. You wear the shoe on the foot that has the makkah. Alma kesover sandal shum tsar of it. That he holds that the purpose of a sandal is to protect your foot. And therefore, if your foot has a makkah on it, it needs that extra protection, that it shouldn't come in contact with the ground and exasperate the makkah. The chiyah barava omar ba'osu she'en ba'makkah. You wear the sandal on the other foot. Leave the foot that has a sandal on it exposed, and the other foot you wear the sandal. Al mekesover l'shem taimig of it. The purpose of a sandal is for taimig. It's not because of tsar, to take away tsar. It's to give you that comfort of having a shoe that separates from your foot in the ground. Sirashi, hayesh barag l'maka ikla meidat inofik biyochid. Right, that when you have a maka on one of your feet, you're allowed to wear only one shoe. The hashda boy talmuda behind me rag l'nofik. Which foot do you wear the shoe on? Tsar of it, shalo yinaget b'yasedos hadrachim v'yitztar. Right, the purpose of the shoe is that you shouldn't hurt your foot with all different kinds of things in the road. The hilka kishroin also tzoleya, the yodin sheish barag of makkah. Therefore, when they see a person's limping and they know that he has some kind of sore on one foot, and choshin also shetoin es hasheni biyado, and amakirim bolafi maisav sheparsos of koshos. The eno mitzdar b'yisedos adrachim v'lo noal el mishumaka v'dayo b'zeh. Right, when people see he's only wearing one shoe, they don't think that he's carrying the other one. Right, because they realize that he has thick skin feet, and he doesn't usually wear shoes altogether. The only purpose of the shoe or the sandal is to protect your feet from having tsar. People who have thick skin feet don't need that. But if you have a makkah, then you need to protect your feet from tsar. So they realize that probably he doesn't wear shoes normally, but since he has a makkah, he's protecting his foot that's wounded. The lo noalu ela mishumakkah, the dayu b'zelavado. And therefore, he doesn't normally wear any shoes because he doesn't need that protection. And now that he has a makkah, he's wearing one shoe. The lashon rabosai, and according to the other lashon, that people are going to laugh at you. Inami machku alod de lo chazu lemaka lo sholikla. The mitzvah of Yisraelos hadrachim machmas hamaka. Even if they'll laugh at him, he's only wearing one shoe, he's not going to take it off because it hurts him. So he's not going to take it off and expose his maka to the ground. So for either reason, you can wear the sandal on the foot that has the maka. Okay? And Rav Chiya Barav says no. That you wear it on the foot that doesn't have the makkah. L'shum tainig of it. Adam isnes v'rach umakirim mitok ma'isav shenoal noalu achashu isnes. V'zu makosam uchechas alo umevinim shehamakah monosam lino v'lo chashdilei. He holds the opposite. The reason a person wears a sandal is for comfort. And therefore, he wears it on the foot that he doesn't have a makkah. But where he has a makkah, it's not comfortable to wear a sandal on a makkah. And therefore, what's it called? They realize that the reason he's not wearing a sandal on the foot that has the makkah is because he has the makkah. And therefore, the nachosha that he's carrying it. And according to the other lashon, that they're going to laugh at him. Nomi lo mechaychela. They're not going to laugh at him. Because they understand. They can see the makkah on his other foot. They understand why he's not wearing another shoe. They're not going to laugh at him and not going to be chosha that he's carrying the other shoe. Okay, the Af Rabbi Yochanan, Sover Lo Lahadar Rav Huna, Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav Huna, the Omerle Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shaman Bar Abba, Havli Misanoi. And we learned from this Maisa that Rabbi Yochanan also holds the purpose of a shoe is to protect your foot from, from what's it called, from abuse of the ground, not for tainug. Okay, and therefore you wear it on the foot that has the maka, not the other foot. So the Omer le Rabbi Yochanan of Shaman Bar Abba, Havli Mesandalai, give me my shoes. Yoiv le Dimin, so he gave him the right one. Omer le Asisu Maka, right? You made me look like I have a maka. Okay, Rashi Asisu Maka, Rabbi Yochanan Sfirale, the Hanol Sandalim, no little small tchila, the Achakach Shal Yamin. Rabbi Yochanan held that you put the left one on first and then the right one. And this is what the Gemara thinks he said, what he meant now. In Kankish Enol Zeh, if I put the right one on, right, Shuv lo Enol Shal Smol, then I'm putting the second one on first, I'm not going to put the first one on again. I'm not going to be able to put the right one, the left one on second. So I'm going to have to only wear one shoe, which is the right one. The Hinin Yotze B'Yachid, I'm going to go out with only one sandal on, because you're not allowed to change the order. The Asis Zu Shal Yamin Kilu Hoysu B'Maka. Now you made my right foot as if it had a maka. Because if you wear one sandal, you wear it on the foot that has a maka. So he holds like Rav Huna. Al Mekesavar Ba'Oso Shiesh B'Maka. No, Gemara says no. The Dil Mekechia Barav Svarli. Maybe that wasn't the intention. Maybe he really holds like Chia Barav. Right? And therefore, what's it called, you really normally put the shoe on the foot that doesn't have a maka. The hachika omer. And this is what he meant. Asisa shall small maka. Now you're going to make, since I'm not going to put on my left shoe, right, only the right one, so you're going to make the, what's it called, the left one as if it has a maka. Not the right one where I'm putting the shoe as if it has a maka. The left one will be like a maka. Okay. Rashi v'dilmakar b'chia stirolei d'omer ba'osun she'ein ba'maka noel d'hochi komerlei in kein hareini yotze b'yachid b'zu shal yamin. I'm only going to wear the right one because I'm not going to be able to put the left one, which I should have put that on first. The asis says ragli shall small kilu yesh ba'maka, and you're making my left foot as if it had a maka because it's not going to have a shoe on it. The eitze b'yachid b'osun she'ein ba'maka. Okay. The azur of Yochanan tameh, and Rabbi Yochanan follows his reasoning. Right, the Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Kitfilin kach min alayim. Tfilin are similar to shoes. Ma tfilin the small, just like tfilin. You favor the left, tfilin are on the left hand. Af min alayim the small. So too, shoes go on to the left. Okay, and therefore, what's it called, whatever it was, he held that you had to put the left one on first and then the right one. If you gave him the right one, he's not going to be able to put on the left one. Vazir of Yochanan, the Omar Asisa Maka, the Shamina Minoa, the Havi Noel, the Amin Bereisha, Sulo Havi Noel, the Smol, Basrei, right? That Rabbi Yochanan let us know that if he would put on the right shoe first, he wouldn't put the left one on, because the left one has to be the first one, right? Latane, the Omar, the Smol, Chashiva. The left is more important, and therefore, if you're not going to put on the left at all, so you can put on the right. But if you put the right first and the left second, you're decreasing the covet of the left, and the left here gets covered because of tefillin. Okay. Tefillin b'smol, ki di alpina b'menachos, me'al yodicha, milo, what's it called? Al yodicha mole, yad keha, right? You could have said yodicha with a chot sofis. Yad keha is what the word means when it's written out with a hay. The hainu small, shehi keha, the left is the weaker hand, linyan tashmish, for what you do with your hands, right, therefore you put it on the left hand. So just like you put your tefillin on your left hand, you also put your shoes on the left hand. What's the connection between shoes and tefillin? So it says that Avraham Avinu was zoche to tefillin because of, what's it called, because me chut the atzrot now. So you see that the sroch now, the what's it called, the shoelace, was the mekor of tefillin. So tefillin and shoes go together. We'll see in one second, and maybe it's only the laces of the shoes that have a connection to tefillin, not the shoe themselves. But right now, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan held that you put on the left shoe first because shoes and tefillin are the same. Meistei. Kshu noel noel shel yamin, the Acher Kach Noel Shal Smol, right? We have a kash on this. It says Beferish, that when you put your shoes on, you put the right one on first, and then the left one. So Amar Rav Yosef, Hashta the Tanya Hachi. Now we have a brisa that says you put the right on before the left. The Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, and Rav Yochanan said just the opposite, because of tefillin you put the left on and then the right. The Ovid Hachi Avad, or the Ovid Hachi Avad, whichever one you do is fine. There are two makoros for how to put on shoes. One is that it's like normal things. Normally you show preference to the right. So by shoes also. Or no, since shoes have a connection to tefillin, here it's the exception. Just like tefillin you put on your left hand, so to what's it called, shoes, that you put the left shoe on first. So since there's two makoros, there's a svara lakan ulakan, memela, what's it called, whatever you do is fine. Omer le'abaya, dilmi Rav Yochanan, homas nisa lohavi shmiele. No, maybe not. Maybe Rav Yochanan never heard this price. If he would have heard the brisa, he would have retracted. He only said it because he didn't know there was a source in Tanoim that said you should put on the right shoe first. But if he would have known there was such a source, he never would have said what he said. So therefore you have to follow the brisa. The inami shmiele ukesaver ein halacha kosher mishnah. Maybe just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Taka knew this brisa and he held the halacha wasn't like it. He had another brisa that we don't know of that held that, what's it called, you put the left one on first. So you can't say that either one is okay, because you have no raya that Rabbi Yochanan knew that brisa one way or the other. Okay, Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Yirei Shamayim Yotzei De Shneim. A person who's Yirei Shamayim is Yotzei both shitas. Uman Umar Bered Ravna. And who was that? Who was that Yirei Shamayim who talked with Yotzei both shitas? Right? Mar Bered Ravna. Hechi Ovid, what did he do? Siyem Diyamini. Put on his right shoe first. Velo Kotter, didn't tie it. The Siyem Dismale, and then he put on his left shoe. The Kotter, and he tied the left shoe first. The Hadr Kotter Diyamini. And then he tied the right shoe. Okay? So Rashi says, Havi Hadarbay, Velo Abdina Rav Yochanan. Maybe if Rav Yochanan would have known the brisa, he would have retracted. So we shouldn't do like Rav Yochanan. There's no raya that both are okay. Ein halacha Rav Yochanan b'yirul mevet. And maybe Rav Yochanan did know the brisa, he held it wasn't the halacha. So maybe we shouldn't do like the brisa. So you can't say, since there's two makoros, they're equal. Because maybe Rav Yochanan didn't know the brisa, or maybe he knew the brisa and he held it wasn't the halacha. Yotzei deshneim ovid kitarvayu. You can do like both. The siyam the smale the kotter nimtzen neilas yamin kodemis the small. In one respect, the right is before the what's it called the left in putting it on. Ki nasniso kshira small l'shal yamin k'Rav Yochanan, and the tying of the left is before the tying of the right. So pashup shad is that at least you're doing partially like each way, right? You could look at the putting on of the shoe as putting it on, but since you didn't tie it, it's not on completely. And then when you tie it, that's finishing it off. So in one respect, you're putting on the left one first, and in one respect, you're putting on the right one first. So you're yotzei both of them. But the way we explained it is that the din of tefillin is only the gabi the kshira. So Rabbi Yochanan compared it to tefillin, that's the gabi the kshira. So the kshira of the small comes first. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean necessarily you have to put dafka, the left one, on first. It means you have to tie it first. So therefore, doing this way, you're mekayim both of them. You're mekayim the inyan of tefillin by tying the left one first. You're mekayim giving preference to the right by putting on the right one first. Therefore, Tosha says that shoes that don't have laces, loafers, you put the right one on, obviously, before the left one completely. The whole Indian of putting the left one is only the gabi the kshira. And also they bring down that shoes that are not leather, also you put the right one on first and tie it. Because the whole Indian of the gabi tefillin is only get leather shoes. Not leather has no connection to tefillin the cloth.
That's the mitzvah.
What?
That's the mitzvah?
That's the halacha, yeah.
Halacha?
Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says it. So that's not a big chiddush. Om Rav Ashi, Chazina l'Rav Kahana d'lo kopit. Right, so if you put on sneakers that are not thing, you tie the right one first.
But if we said according to this, because the strap is the
tzuah,
the kshira,
whether
the who cares
about
the
shoes
made out of?
What? Who cares about the shoes made out of? No, because the kshira of a shoe, like stroke now, right, only has a kesher to fill in if it's made out of, if the shoe is made out of leather, then the kshira of the shoe is like tefillin.
Why?
Because it's tefillin or leather.
Not because of the tefillin, but it's
right. like tying tefillin on your arm is tying your shoes on your, but the shoe is not leather, there's no shackles to tefillin. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina l'Rav Kahana d'lo kopi. I saw Rav Kahana was on matpit. Sometimes he put the left one on, sometimes he put the right one on, right? It wasn't the kepeda. Okay, that's Rav Ashi. So, according to Maskon of the Gemara of Rav Ashi, at least, there's no kepeda. You can put any shoe on you want, there's no bechlal no kepeda. And the Rabbeinu Chanan who passes like Rav Ashi, and there's no kepeda. You can put your right shoe on, your left shoe on, tie this one, tie that one. There's absolutely no kepeda. That's how Rabbeinu Chananu. Right? However, the Rabbeinu Yom, the Kur, and the Shulchan Aruch, passing with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that Yirei Shemayim is Yotzei Yidei Shneihem, and that's halacha. You should put on the right one, where they're leather, put the left one on, tie the left one, then tie the right one. Okay? That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings down. And therefore, an Itter who wears his tefillin on his right arm, and not on his left arm, should tie the right one first, and put on the right one first. Putting on the right one is on the tefillin. Putting on the right one because you show preference to the right. The tying is on tefillin. His tefillin, he ties on the right. So the name of what's it called? You tie the right one first for an Itter. What? For women, Mestama is just like an Itter. Right? There's no union of tefillin. Gachor, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What? No, the buckle's not tying. It's like those types of shoes, like a Velcro or something. That's not much tying. It's a lace. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Shu noel noel shel yamin, v'achar kach noel shel shmal. When you put the shoe on, the right comes before the left. Shu choletz, choletz shel shmal, v'achar choletz shel yamin. When you take them off, to show preference to the right, you take the left one off first, and you're leaving the right one on, and then you only take off the right one last. Shu rochetz, rochetz shel yamin, v'achar rochetz shmal. When you wash yourself, you're washing your arms, you should wash your right arm first, and then your left. When you anoint yourself with oil, do the right hand, right side, and then the left side. When you want to do your whole body, then your head comes first. So when you take a shower, that's how you should wash. First your head, then the right side of your body, then the left side of your body. That's how they wash a mace also. Okay. The zehu kvodo shal yamin. That's giving honor to the right. The kulu garsin and shal yamin bereisha chutz mecholet. All of them, when you're putting them on or when you're washing, everything right comes first. Okay. Okay. The right is given preference because, first of all, Kabbalah wise, the right is always the simen of the good, and the right. That's why right also means right. Right. The not only the direction, the side. Right, because that is the right side. Right, the sitra, the smaller, is the left side, is the negative side. Okay, and besides that, since well, it doesn't do with what's stronger, because even an itter has to give. That's why an itter doesn't make a difference which hand is stronger by you. It's the symbolism of right and left that makes the right more important. Okay, go on. The lobit sitra, and not with. Can't wear tefillin into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. Omer HaShakra, Lotema Aliba Deman Diomer Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin. Not only according to the one who says that Shabbos is not time to put on tefillin, and therefore wearing tefillin would be what's it called, something that you aren't supposed to do anyway, and therefore we're afraid maybe you'll take it off because you don't have to wear it, so maybe you'll take it off. Even according to the one who says that Shabbos is man tefillin, there's a reason why you shouldn't wear tefillin with Shusharabim. Lo yetzei dilma osi lisuya with Shusharabim. Maybe you'll come to carry it with Shusharabim because you'll take it off. We'll see in 1 second why you're going to take it off. Some say the opposite. If you did wear it with Shusharabim, it's still considered a malbush, and it's not, you're not carrying it. It's only because of the gzera that you may come to carry it. Take it off your head and carry it. Right? So he says, what's it called? Amar Rav Safra lo tema aliba deman yomer Shabbos man tefillin. Even not only according to the one who says that Shabbos is man tefillin, right? Is it considered a malbush and you're not chayiv achatas? El afilu man yomer Shabbos loves man tefillin. Anyone who holds you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, eino chayiv achatas. My time with Derek Malbush, you're wearing a Derek Malbush. And even according to Mandiomo says that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin, right? There's Machlokas, whether Shabbos lavas man tefillin means also to wear tefillin on Shabbos, which is not necessary. But either way, right, if you wear it, you're wearing it. It's called wearing. It's not called carry. So chay v'chatas you wouldn't be. But and even according to Mali Omer says if Shabbos is man tefillin, you shouldn't wear it in the Shusharav because we're afraid you'll take it off and you'll end up carrying it. Okay, see Rashi. And she says, why are you going to take it off? Lo tema, the perik basa de Erevin, mysin and pluksaya v'gmar. In the last parak of Erevin, that's where the machlokas of Shabbos mantfilin or Lav's mantfilin, and Rashi's telling you, don't speak about it here, wait till you get to the last parak in Erevin. Dilma shakal umiresha, right, what we need to know over here is that whether Shabbos is mantfilin or not Lav's mantfilin, we're still afraid if you wear it in Shusharam, you take it off, in Baldafanos, umanti ludaoramas. If you have to go to the bathroom, you have to take off your tefillin. And you'll forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll end up carrying the tefillin in Rosh Hashanah after you take them off to go to the bathroom. Okay? Tosfos here says, what's it called? There's another girsa in the Gemara, Dilma Mitzikul, right? And maybe they'll fall off, and you'll end up carrying them. Right? So why did Rashi say, what's it called? Imagine Rashi didn't have that girsa. Because if you have the girsa, maybe they'll fall off. You don't have to say you're going to take them off to go to the bathroom. Right? So Tosfos brings down, he says it could be that even if you have that gear, so it comes out good. Because tefillin shel yad, which are covered up, you don't have to take off. So for the tefillin shel yad, we're afraid they'll fall off. The tefillin shel rosh, you don't have to worry about the falling off. You may have to go to the bathroom, you'll take them off, you forget that it's Shabbos, and you'll end up carrying them. So you need two reasons, one for the tefillin shel yad, one for the tefillin shel rosh. What?
For one reason.
No, because it could be that what's it called
the
that.
What? The Dilma Mitzikul is a good enough reason to hold it.
I think it's true, but Lamaisa, what's it called? It could be that for that reason alone, it wouldn't have been enough. Right? It could be that for either of them, right? And we're saying that Manushah, further Tilin Shel Rosh, Shel Yad, which you're not going to have to take off, maybe it'll fall off. And Tilin Shel Rosh, even if you wouldn't be afraid of it, if it's going to fall off, you're still going to. Okay, the lobe kamiya bisman she eno mina mumcha. If it's not a tested kamiya, that what's it called? That's been proven effective. You're not allowed to wear a kamiya. Amra papa lo tema ad mumcha gavra u mumcha kamiya. You don't have to have a kamiya that's been proven effective. The kamiya itself and the person who wrote it is effective. This specific kamiya has healed three people. And the person has healed, what's it called, the three people with different kamiyas. You don't need both together. Elakim and the mumcha gavra, apol gavgalo mumcha kamiya. As long as the person has been proven effective, even if this specific kamiya hasn't been proven effective, but he wrote it, that's also good. We'll see in a second how Rashi learns over here. Dekanami, yutani velo be kamiya bezman she'eno min ha-mumcha. Velo tani bezman she'eno mumcha. Shema minot. Right, the Mishnah is medayik to say eino min hamumcha. Right, it's not written by a person who's been proven effective. Lasha, that's the ikur. Not that the kamiya itself has been proven effective. As long as the person has been proven effective to write kamiyas, then this kamiya is considered effective too. Rashi, the mumcha gavra mumcha kamiya sha'asa adam ze kamiya zu legimel anoshim. Okay, the nasa adam ze mumcha. Sharipa Gimel Anoshim. Okay? In order for both of them to be mumcha, would be the following case. A person made this kamiya, same kamiya, for three different people. Okay? So he's been proven effective because he healed three different people. The kamiya's been proven effective because it healed three different people. So both of them are effective. So don't say you need both. Right? Vakamiya mumcha, sharipa ksav ze Gimel Anoshim. Inami, shekos of Adam Zeh, gimel mine kmiyim, shall gimme mine chaloyim, but gimel anoshim. Right? He wrote three kmiyim for three different kinds of sicknesses for three people. So, hainu im ismachi gavra, bechol kmiyim shiyasa la'olam. Right? That person, right, even though he didn't write, even though this, any one of the kmiyas didn't heal three people, but this person wrote three different kmiyas for three different people, and he healed them all. So he's a mumcha, but none of the kamiyas are mumcha. Because if somebody else will write one of them, you don't know for sure this kamiya works, because it only worked for one person. It didn't work for three people. But this guy healed three people. So his kamiyas, no matter what kamiya he writes, is okay. But we don't know that any of these kamiyas written by somebody else is okay. But if this same kamiya healed three people, then we know that what's it called, that the kamiya is effective. Inami. Umumcha kamiya. Shanas is kamiya zuva gimel anashi micholi zeh. Bein shikos for rofe zeh. Bein shikos for rofe akar. The kamiya is mumcha if this specific kamiya, no matter who wrote it, has healed three people. So the person who wrote it may have not written it for three people. This doctor wrote it for one, and some other doctor wrote it for another, and a third doctor wrote it for a third person. And now we have this kamiya who was written by three different people, but it's the same kamiya healed three people. So the kamiya is mumcha. No matter who will write this kamiya, it's okay. But none of the doctors were mumcha.
So it's not the actual kamiya itself used for three separate people. It's the same thing that's written by three different people.
Right. Right. That was the same. That's called one kamiya. Right. One kamiya means the same thing.
Right. Or is it
the doctor for the group? What's the head for the kamiya? It's a malbush. It's like anything else. Like I said before. The thing that a person wears, right, it's like a tachshit. Any that's a tachshit is, well, it's not this bottle, it's what's across it. It's something a person's wearing. A person who's sick, who needs a kamiya, right, the person wears a shirt, he wears a kamiya.
That would be like glasses also, then you become a tachshit.
What does glasses have to do with it?
No, the glasses, it's for work down. As long as the glasses are kamiya, since it's something that's proven to work.
Yeah. I don't know if you need it proven to work. It's something that we know helps. I mean, you need it. It's not the... Okay. Even Elakiman this Mechegavra, the Gimel Meni Kamiyas, if this man has written three different Kamiyas, Legimel Bnei Adam, to three different people, Afal Gavra Lishmah, even though the Kamiya itself has never been proven to be effective for everybody, right? But the man is effective, so any Kamiya he'll write, you could wear. Shalom Ripa Kamiya Zeh Adam Meolva, right? Even though the Kamiya itself never healed anybody. But he wrote three for three people, and they all worked. So now he's mumcha. Now if he'll write a fourth one that never worked for anybody, you can wear that too. Because the ismachi gavra. Min ha mumcha, mashma me oda mumcha. Min ha mumcha means from the mumcha, not that it is mumcha. The lotani was man she'eno mumcha. The lahavi mashma the kapit ha mumcha kmiya atzma. A kmiya eno eloshim keshem. A kmiya is loved after something written. Kamiya means something that's tied into a ball, like, right? The ikarin shall shiroshe samamanim no mikurin kamiya, and therefore a kamiya doesn't have to be something you write. It's not the parchment that's called the kamiya; it's the covering around it. Sometimes inside is a parchment. Sometimes inside is different kinds of herbs or whatever. So a kamiya is an amulet that is what's it called? That has in it different things. Sometimes. Things and sometimes a parchment. Okay. Okay. Tan Rabban. Ezeu kamiya mumcha. What is a kamiya mumcha? Right. When is the kamiya itself, right, been proven to be effective? Kol sheritei v'shana v'shileish. Right. That it cured three times. Echad kamiya shoksav. The echad kamiya shalikar, it doesn't make a difference if it's a kamiya that has inside of it a parchment, or a kamiya that has inside it other some kinds of samamonim, whatever herbs or whatever. Echad cholashiyesh bo sakana, and it's not only a person who's a cholashiyesh bo sakana can wear a kamiya, right? Of pikuach nefesh. The echad cholashiyesh bo sakana has nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. It has to do with the fact that since he needs it, it's considered like he's wearing it, like clothing. Lo shenichpe, and it's not only somebody who's already sick. Nichpe over here is a person who has what's it called? Person falls. What's it called? Epilepsy, right? Not only a person who already has epilepsy, but somebody who's afraid he may become an epileptic. Right? He's never had an epileptic fit, but it's in the family, so he needs this kamiya to prevent him from ever having an epileptic fit. That also, now if you're afraid you're going to get something, you still can wear a kamiya.
Why did Mark choose epilepsy over everything?
Because Mustama, that was something that they had kamiyas for. Lo shenichpe, lo shalo yichpe. the kosher matzah afilu b'shurav. You can even put it on and take it off in Rosh Hashanah. You stand still, you take it off and put it on, right? Just like you stand still, you can put your hat on, right, and take it off in Rosh Hashanah. Uvilvad shalo yikshirenu b'shir uvitabas v'yetzei bo b'Rosh Hashanah mishum arisai. Okay, as long as you Rashi first. The only person who's allowed to go out with a kamiya is somebody who's already had the sickness, right, and he's trying to cure himself of it. But if he never had the sickness, he's just trying to prevent it. Epilepsy. It hits him in the head and he falls down to the ground in a fit. Right, some a person to wear it that he shouldn't become an epileptic is not necessary, right? But if there's reason to suspect that you're an epileptic because you come from a family of nichtim, you're afraid that one day you're going to have an epileptic fit, you can wear the kamiya that's made for that. The sheer atzada, what's it called? You can't put the kamiya on with a brooch or a, what's it called? Some kind of a clip. Because then you're making it look like a tachshit, right? It is a tachshit, but not a tachshit that's an ornament. It's a tachshit because you need it, right? You need it for a fuah. So if you're wearing it in a way that it's obvious you're wearing it for a fuah, nobody's going to think you're carrying it. But if you're wearing it in a way that people are going to think that you're wearing because it's an ornament, you don't need it for a fuah. You're wearing it because it's nice, you know, it's a nice ornament to wear. That's not true. It is not a nice ornament to wear. And because of that, if you wouldn't be sick and you wouldn't need this kamiya, you couldn't wear it as an ornament. So if you put it on with a clip and people think you're wearing it because it's an ornament, then you're carrying it. The lav tachshit hu ela matmas daigas choli. It only is a tachshit, it only becomes a tachshit because you need it because you're sick. But if you're not sick, it's not a tachshit because there's different kinds of tachshitit. Right, some tashitim are ornamental, and some tashitim because you need them. What's it called? And therefore they become part of your apparel. Right, but here if you don't need it, then it's not an ornament. So mele asmarisayin, you shouldn't put it on in a way that looks you're wearing it as an ornament. It should be clear you're wearing it because of sickness.
If it's proven, why is it not only goes against making medicine?
What?
This is something that's proven to heal, and it could even be a
yeah, because there's no what's it called? You're not eating it, and you're not doing anything with it.
You might come to make the.
No, that it makes up gzeira. They make gzeira only where it's things that are eaten or whatever, you may come to do it. But these kind of things, there's a lot of things that are done before that are not, what's it called, not part of the gzeira of shchita samamonim, because that's not the way that this thing works. It has nothing to do with samamonim. Right, you're allowed to put a hot water bottle or whatever, right? Because there's no shrika sammon in making a hot water bottle. Not the way to do it.